Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Rob and Rob.
Howdy everyone, and welcome back to Ask Rob and Rob, where you ask us questions and we give you answers. Same format every week, you kind of know it by now. And also the way you get involved is pretty easy too if you've listened to a few of these. But we'll remind you just in case.
So give us a call on 013 808 0035. That's 013 808 0035. Or head on over to propertyhub.net/ask. Get your question in and we can answer it on the show, just like we're about to do for Joe.
Hi, Rob and Rob. This is Joe, originally from Leeds, currently living in London. First, appreciate everything you do on the podcast because that's really helped to get me to where I am today, starting on my property investment journey. I'm hoping you can help me out with a bit of advice. I've got a budget of £80,000 to £100,000 and looking for an investment ideally up north from where I'm near where I'm from, so kind of the Leeds, Liverpool, Manchester area. Now, I know property from Liverpool is flying. This is where there potentially a two-bed terrace or on the outskirts of town, or a one to two bed apartment would be a better bet in terms of looking for capital growth further down the line, because I'm sure Liverpool is due to have a bit of a boom. And also, if you've got any insider tips on any developments in Birkenhead, because I appreciate that's opposite, so maybe an area that could potentially see some growth. Again, thank you very much for your help, and look forward to hearing from you guys. Cheers.
Thanks, Joe. Great question. And an area I know very well, so an easy one for me. Birkenhead's an interesting area. It's definitely got places that you would think, yeah, they're great. You know, not only would I invest there, but I could potentially live there. And there are areas that are less desirable. And it's having that local knowledge that will really make the difference. If you get it wrong, you could find yourself with an investment that's not looking too pretty. So how can you get it right? Well, I would focus on the Wirral Water Scheme. So the Wirral Water Scheme is part of a huge redevelopment from the Peel Group. They are also the same people responsible for Liverpool Waters. If you're not familiar with either of these two things, then please go and do a bit of research on Google, because it is so impressive. But they are multi-billion pound projects. Absolutely huge. But with Wirral Waters, it's only just begun. No, I'm not going to sing that song. But what I am going to tell you is that you need to accept that while it's going to be fantastic in the future, you will be getting in very, very early. If you're comfortable with that, that's absolutely fine, because getting in early is great if it's part of a wider portfolio. But if you're only going to be making one investment, then I'd actually say consider looking back over the water again to Liverpool. Because yes, Liverpool is flying, but it's only, again, just begun. It's starting to get attention and press, but not in a big way. Most people have been switched off to property investment over the last year or two because of Brexit. Only the switched on are making good investments in places like Liverpool. I don't think you need to be too clever here, Joe. I think you can overthink it by going, right, I'm going to go into the next place. And Liverpool might not be on day one of its journey on the way up, but you're still getting in very early. I'd play it safe and look at the city centre or look at the Baltic Triangle or areas like that and go, okay, let's get into Liverpool, because for me, Liverpool's got plenty of upside left. Can you make a good investment in Birkenhead? Absolutely. But I think it's easier to make a good one in Liverpool.
Okay, let's have a listen to our second question. This one comes in from Adam.
Hi, Rob and Rob. My name's Adam from Surrey. Before listening to these podcasts, I bought my first buy-to-let property on a capital repayment mortgage. Since gaining more knowledge, I've since remortgaged to an interest-only mortgage. And the house makes pretty good sort of profit per month. And I'm wondering, now that it's on an interest-only mortgage, if I should utilise the 10% interest-free payments that I can make each month. So if I use just a very small percent of the profits to chip away at the interest-only mortgage, I know obviously I may be losing out on the opportunity cost of using that money, but even if it's like, you know, 100, 150, 200 quid a month, whatever it may be, to chip away at the interest only, obviously over the course of 20, 30, 40 years, that could really reduce it by quite a lot. So is this something that you guys do, or do you just simply rely on the capital growth over time and not worry about it, basically?
Thank you for the question, Adam, and good to hear we've won you over to team interest only. But I think there's a bit more work to do on you yet, because this talk of overpaying, that's not going to be appropriate for most investors. If you're looking at owning a property for 20, 30, 40 years, as you are, then over that time, the loan to value, because of capital growth, is going to fall. Of course, there might be times when the property's value falls and the loan-to-value actually increases. But over a multi-decade time frame, the loan-to-value will decrease, because even if the property only goes up in line with inflation at 2 or 3% a year, and you'd expect it to do more historically, but say it just goes up in line with inflation, because your debt is static, the loan-to-value is going to fall. So even without overpaying it, your loan-to-value will drift down from 70% to 60% to 50% and so on. At the moment as well, because you've remortgaged recently, you're presumably on a pretty good interest rate. So let's say that the interest rate on your mortgage is 3% a month. If you take that excess income and instead of paying down the mortgage, you save it up for another investment, and that investment is making you an ROI of 6 or 7% a month, then you'll financially be way further ahead than if you paid the mortgage down. And this is what most investors do. They use interest-only mortgages to maximize their cash flow so they can then roll that cash flow over into more investments to grow the portfolio. So in most cases, if you're looking at property as a long-term investment and you're looking to grow a multi-property portfolio, that's the approach to take. That doesn't necessarily, of course, mean that that's right for you. So if you had a property where the loan-to-value was particularly high, say at the moment the property's fallen in value recently and the loan-to-value is now 80% or more, well, that will limit your options when you come to remortgage. So there might be something to say for actually using the cash flow to pay that mortgage down a bit till it gets back to a level where you'll have more choices open to you. Or maybe you don't want to build a big portfolio. If this is the only property that you're ever going to own and your aim is to hold it forever, so eventually get to a point where you're mortgage free and you own the property outright, then at some point you will need to do something to pay off the remainder of the debt. And you may want to get to that debt-free position as fast as you can because it makes you feel safe. If that's the case, then nothing wrong with overpaying either. It really does come down to what you want and what you feel comfortable with and what your goals are. There's nothing wrong with having a small portfolio where you pay down your debt as quickly as you possibly can and become mortgage free. There's also nothing wrong with using debt intelligently to maximize the size of your portfolio and letting capital growth do a lot of the hard work in paying the debt down. It sounds like in your case, you probably do want to build a bigger portfolio, but you've still got some nerves around mortgage debt that you're working to get past. But that's just me reading between the lines of your brief message. Only you will know what option is really best for you, but hopefully that gives you some pointers to help you decide.
So there we go, Adam and Joe. You got your own show. So I hope you enjoyed that. And I hope everyone else did too. We'll be back with more questions next Tuesday. And we'll be back with the main event, the Property Podcast, on Thursday. So until then, take care, everyone. Have fun. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.